Well, it's been a very busy couple of months for news, multiple hurricanes, shootings, and of course, politics. But not all news coverage is created equal. A team of researchers at MIT has developed a platform that reveals how news events are framed by hundreds of media outlets around the world. Anushka Shah is a researcher on that project called the MIT Media Cloud. She joins us now. Anushka, thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Good to be here.
And before we try this out, tell us what the Media Cloud does.
Sure. So the Media Cloud is essentially a news analysis platform. It's entirely open source, so anyone can use it. It was built by a group of researchers between the MIT Media Lab and the Harvard Berkman Klein Center. The platform allows you to ask important questions about, you know, the method behind the media's madness. So things about attention, influence, framing. For example, if you wanted to know how much attention is which outlet paying to Kenya's elections or foreign affairs in general, how is immigration framed in the US versus the UK? So questions like that, but not just for the US media. We have about 25,000 different sources from over 120 countries and over 20
languages. And you're just looking at all of these sources and seeing how they play different stories.
That's right. We're looking at how they play different stories and the language they use to talk about those events, which, you know, the framing that's used essentially plays a big role in how we understand the news.
Okay, well, let's try this out here. And let's look at the coverage of three recent news events, the mass shooting in Las Vegas, the attack in New York, and the mass shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas. Show me how it works and what you found.
Absolutely. So what you could do on the platform is you could put in search terms for each of those three events, and then you would hit the run button and you'd basically get a set of results that looked at the stories and the language and so forth. What we see for the Las Vegas and Texas shooting is that murders and attempted murders is the top theme identified, while for the New York attack, we have terrorism as a key theme. So what that kind of points to is that for, you know, the Vegas and the Texas shooting, we tend to put it into this frame of isolated events that happen because of fringe elements of society, while something like terrorism is linked with these causal factors like religion and Islam and, you know, immigration.
And that's just the words that are being used in the stories about these events.
That's right. So, for example, for the New York attack, if you look at the most frequently used words, you'd see terror, terrorist, immigration. But if you looked at the other two, you see things like victims, shooter, weapons.
I know that there was also some interesting analysis of how the three hurricanes that happened one after the other, Harvey, Irma, and Maria, were covered. Harvey in Texas, Irma was the one that hit Florida, and Maria was the one that hit Puerto Rico. And a lot of people said that Puerto Rico has been forgotten by the politicians and the media.
Right. So when we looked at the attention that the U.S. media gave these three, we saw that Harvey got about three times more coverage than Puerto Rico and Maria. And what's interesting is not just in the U.S., but when we looked at a collection of global English news sources, which was over 1,500 news outlets, we saw the same bias. What's even more interesting is if we throw in the South Asia disasters that happened, the floods, the Indian media itself also covered Harvey more than it covered any of the disasters in its own region.
Really?
Yeah.
And you also looked at the coverage of the Me Too campaign. People were sharing their stories of being sexually harassed after the Harvey Weinstein allegations. What did you find there?
Yeah, that was interesting. We found a trend that we actually see frequently in gender reporting, that the frame of reporting is very much focused on law and order and far less on social issues. So, for example, when they were covering Harvey Weinstein, he was let off pretty easy. You know, there were no harsh words like sex predator or any of that. The most negative word used for him on an average was disgraced.
And what does that tell you?
So it kind of tells you that there's a different treatment of the offender depending on who they are, their race, where they come from. A lot of the stories that we also saw were putting it, you know, we're talking about different incidences and crimes that happen against women, not so much about practices like gender inequality and patriarchy and preference of, you know, sons over daughters, for example, in places like Asia. So there was no connection to that or the deep normative behavior that determines why something like sexual assault is so frequent.
And MIT's Media Cloud is open to the public, right? Anybody can use it.
Absolutely. Anyone can use it. All you need to do is have an email account and just register on the website.
And what's the point of that? What do you want people to be able to do with this?
The point is very much to allow people to have a stronger tool to be able to analyze and reflect on the media, to try and make it a more civic and democratic tool, to allow people to hold the media accountable for different things, to let nonprofits kind of design better media campaigns, activists to understand how they can put their agenda into the media. So the idea is to make it a healthy democratic tool.
It's interesting what you found about the hurricanes because, you know, we do a 2-hour program every single day and have been covering all of these news stories. And I don't think that there was a difference in how much we covered Maria and how much we covered Harvey or how much we covered Irma. But perhaps when you actually look at the data, there is.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a purpose it serves as well. I think the election has made it a hot topic for the media to comment on the media. And it's nice when, as a journalist, you can look at the collective buzz put together, not just by your station, but also, you know, the entire media fraternity overall. And what is that single loudest message that's going out to the public? So if the data is able to show that, hey, Puerto Rico is getting ignored, maybe there's the need to overcompensate even for that.
What's the next step for the Media Cloud? Is there something that you would like it to be able to do that it can't do yet?
You know, a big point of creating open source tools is to allow the users to define how it's best used. We'd like it to be as flexible to be used by journalists, activists, nonprofits, foundations. So I think we just want it to be a frequently used tool.
That is Anushka Shah, who's a researcher at the MIT Center for Civic Media. And we will link you to the Media Cloud at our website, hereandnow.org. Anushka, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.